Knock, in a railway, the in a silly. You're listening to the award-winning podcast.
Hey, this is the award-winning podcast. My name is Jace, and this is...
My name is Jace.
No, you fucked that all up. That was so perfect all the way up until you started speaking.
Wait, no, what's
I said, my name is Jace, and this is...
Oh.
What's your name, Alex?
Oh.
Is your name Alex?
It's Alex.
Okay. So, yeah, I am right. This is my brother, Alex, and not some new guy that just happens to be a big person with big hair. Took over my brother's room. So, what are we talking about today, Alex?
Well, we're going to talk about the utter collapse of our country.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it is, I guess, personified or maybe just encapsulated in one moment. It might just be this presidential debate we just watched.
Yes. It's if you can call it
fucking
that.
Fucking terrible.
I saw two sad, old, demented men bickering and yelling over each other and driving Chris Wallace insane to the point where they needed somebody to come in and sweep his desk every 10 minutes to accumulate his, or to gather his accumulating hair.
Yeah, it was just falling the hell out.
You could,
like,
watch it. His hairline receded 3 inches.
When he started that debate, he was like a full, like, jet black, just got dyed. Right. Now it was like fully gray.
And he was also 6'3", 200 pounds.
Just withering and aging.
He is quite handsome.
Live TV.
Can you believe he's only 28 years old?
That's crazy.
God, not anymore. He lived a long life in that short debate.
Yeah.
It was so long. We had to get stoned to make it through this debate.
Yep.
And
yep.
I still only lasted about a half an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, it didn't help, like, at all. This was bad.
There was no points being made.
No.
Nobody won. America lost.
Yep. Andrew Yang said that on Twitter. So I think Biden won, but I also think America lost.
Yeah.
Cool. That's
right.
Great.
Yeah. If you had to put a winner on it, Biden won. Because literally the only thing I saw Trump do was just talk over. Tried to be the loudest person in the room.
Well, that's kind of his whole game plan. It has been from the beginning.
He didn't make any points. He didn't fucking... There was no gotcha moment or anything. He badmouthed Biden's son and... Not much else. Well, badmouth everybody.
The audacity.
Much else besides badmouth.
By the way, the audacity of Donald Trump to come after Joe. Look, I want to preface this by saying, Joe, I do not like Joe Biden.
Right.
And I don't like Hunter Biden. I want to know why the fuck he was off doing these things that he definitely was taking part in. Now, the numbers Trump was throwing out there of money, we have no evidence to back any of that. Literally,
right.
There's no evidence. He just keeps throwing this shit out there.
Yeah,
go ahead and check.
It has nothing to do with his politics. So.
He's not attacking his politics. He's attacking his kid. And the audacity for him to attack his kid when his kids are all involved with shady business, i.e. his business.
Yeah.
Fuck, Jared Kushner is his son-in-law. And all the shit, the shady fucking shit that Jared Kushner
glass
and his wife,
houses,
fucking Ivanka, the things they're
houses.
Doing. Yeah, how are you going to point a fucking... Point a loaded pistol at his kid. Meanwhile, here's your kids off doing what they're fucking doing right now.
Yeah.
Donald Trump Jr. is coked out of his fucking mind in every video posts these days.
Yeah, you can see him, you know, doing that jaw grinding thing that I've seen numerous times in my day. You know, anybody who's tweaking, who's ever seen a tweaker, knows that look. And it's clear that he's just, you know, off his fucking gourd on something.
Oh my god. So obvious. And, like, that's just the very tip of the iceberg with him and that entire fucking bloodline. Like, it's absolutely insane what we're seeing right now. I made a thing, I don't know, a month, 2 months, 8 years ago. I don't know what it was. But I made a podcast by myself where I talked about how much I dislike Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You know, it was right around when they announced Kamala Harris is going to be the VP candidate for him. Mm. And I was definitely not happy about voting with Joe Biden. Let me I'll tell you right now. This debate did nothing to sway me in favor of Joe Biden.
No.
All it did was sway me against Trump even more.
Right.
I came into this thing knowing that I was going to have to go in there and vote for somebody I don't fucking like again.
Yeah.
It sucked the last time. It'll suck this time. But if it means that Donald Trump is no longer the president, I'm in. And by the fucking way, he's still bringing up this fact that he's talking about maybe not accepting the election.
Right.
He's not trying to throw out the outcome. He's throwing out this conspiracy theory that there's going to be all this voter fraud, and that's the only reason he's going to lose come November.
Yeah.
And so
not because the world hates him.
Right, and that's what he's putting it out there because he sees the same shit that everyone else sees. I don't believe an ounce of these polls because the same polls in 2016 had Hillary winning in a landslide. Guess what? That didn't fucking happen. So I don't give a fuck what these pollsters and these statisticians want
to. Yeah,
I don't care. It means fuck all to me. That is for damn sure. But he's seeing those polls, and he is seeing the same thing, that he is on track to lose this fucking election.
Right.
Most people in this country who are not Trump fans, who are not ardent
his diehard
Trump fans, who are like, look,
I know several.
I know plenty of Trump supporters. I that's just kind of the area we live in, and I'm able to have respectful conversations with them. I'm able to
we
can coexist peacefully. And everything's fine
as long as we don't talk about it.
Right, as long as we don't start bringing that shit up, we're okay. But the problem is the Trump supporters, just, it's a cult.
Yes.
It's a religion.
No wrong.
It's a religion. He is a deity to you people out there who support Trump. He is apparently your deity now. All of you seem to love God, but for some reason you seem to love Trump way more.
The only thing that Trump does successfully, in my mind, is the way he plays on social media and puts this propaganda out there. It might not all be directly tied to him, but you know he's got his eyes on it, and he's not doing anything about it. Anything these people are putting out to, you know, scare the right into thinking that the left is putting out all these conspiracies and everything's the anti-masking people. Like, what was that one I don't even know if you call it a documentary that went out
months ago. Plandemic?
Yeah, Plandemic.
Yeah, the same shit everyone around here was sharing.
Yeah.
It was unbelievably, demonstrably false.
The thing is, that all these older people who grew up just relying on the media, on Walter Cronkite and everything, they think that whatever they see is true, that it's all been vetted.
It's not even just old people, though.
There
are people our age and younger passing that shit off as gospel.
I'm just thinking about the people closest to us.
Oh, for sure, yeah. We live among an older generation, our parents' generation.
Yeah, not to name any names or anything. We don't need to,
We don't need to throw anyone under the bus. Everyone's going to hate us as it is anyway.
It's just these videos go out, and everyone watches them, and, they got production quality and everything, and it seems like these people might know what they're talking about, so people believe that shit without doing any kind of background check on it, and without vetting it whatsoever. They take it as gospel, and it's so hard to convince them that it's not
there
true.
Is no convincing.
There is no.
It's Scientology.
Until you're blue in the face. Exactly.
They do the same type of shit it's Scientology does to bring you in. They start off with a statement that sounds credible, that sounds like it could be real, it's reasonable,
and then they
draw you in, and they start telling you, we have all the answers, and here's who's to blame, Who's to blame? Oh, I don't know. How about the Mexicans that come here illegally and take your job?
The Jews running the media.
Right. How about the big court, you know, the mainstream media? They're the ones to blame. Like, don't get me started on the mainstream media. They're garbage.
Everybody's garbage these days. Anybody that's backed by billionaires is garbage.
But that's, he comes out and he says these things, and like right away, we just agreed with one of those points, right? Like, we agree that the mainstream media fucking sucks.
Yes.
And it has for a long, long time.
That's something that we can agree on with.
Universally, most people believe that to be true, that the mainstream media sucks.
That you can't believe everything you see.
But right.
The things that come out on Facebook, for some reason, they hold more water with a certain crowd.
The weird, like, it's like...
They think they're in on some underground knowledge.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. I get to know something that you
fucking
sheep.
Yeah.
They've seen They Live one too many times, I think, with Rowdy Roddy Piper wearing the fucking sunglasses and showing everyone for what they are. Consume, all that stuff. They've seen that too much, and they're like, no, see, I'm wearing the sunglasses, bro.
Right. I see you.
It's infuriating. I honestly, I'm always at a loss for words when trying to talk with anyone about this sort of thing, because it's like, what's happening? What the fuck are we talking about?
Right.
We're talking about a president.
Unbelievable. The people that we know, it seems like their personalities and their beliefs have done like a complete 180.
Yeah, in the last 5 years, they've gone from like
reasonable,
mostly moderate,
understanding, fucking
to like leaning heavily right.
And yeah, now they're just so closed off. You know, I don't know.
They keep everyone wants to keep throwing the 9/11 thing out there as soon as they can every single year, and it's like a contest now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, never forget. Oh, everyone put out your never forget post.
I'm more patriotic than you.
How the fuck are we supposed to forget 9/11 when you motherfuckers are posting about 9/11 like months in advance of 9/11? That's the type of shit they do, though.
Yeah, a lot of people died that day.
Right? Like, but it was 20 years ago.
Exactly.
It was 20 fucking years ago, and obviously we know it was bad, and we know that in the time that happened, more bad shit has happened.
Right. There's current trouble stories.
We have a lot of things going on right now. How about, like, never forget any of the shit that's already happening right now. Never forget the 200,000 people that have died from this pandemic because Donald Trump was unprepared, and then when he got the news, he lied. Mm-hmm. He outright lied. There is video, there's audio tape evidence of him talking to Bob Woodward and talking about the fucking coronavirus and saying, yes, we know this is going to be really bad, but I have to make sure that there's not enough panic or anything like
right.
that.
So rather than saving lives by telling people to prepare, just act like there's nothing going on and don't create a panic so the economy doesn't go into disarray.
Right, because who?
That's all he worries about is the
cares
economy.
About is economy.
What about the
American
people?
Fucking lives? Isn't that the whole reason y'all are saying never forget 9/11?
The point of everything that the government's supposed to do is for the people.
Right. Who gives a shit?
Who cares about
quality
of life
of
if the life is not there?
Right.
If there is no life, then what the hell do we care about fucking quality of it and the economy? I think people would rather be alive.
People need to understand that the economy is us.
Yeah.
We are, consumers are the economy. And if consumers can't go out and spend because they're afraid of disease, or if they have disease, or if they're dead from disease, how does that affect economy?
Right.
It affects it greatly.
If we don't get some infrastructure in place that completely just, what's the word I'm looking for? Eradicates this shit, the whole problem. If we can't streamline some sort of efficient way to get people along, then people are gonna die.
Yeah.
So focus on that.
Yeah.
Go into what people can do for their immune systems and ways to stay safe and ways to fucking live. You know, what's the deal with the whole stimulus thing? Like, we got one check back in what was that, April?
Some shit like that, yeah.
$1,200 is supposed to keep people going.
Right. And we know people are still losing their jobs over this shit.
And
hell, Disney just laid off, what was it, 28,000 employees because their amusement parks have been fucked? Like, that just happened today.
Yeah.
And we're going to see more and more of that.
So many businesses are shutting down.
It's on the rise.
That's all he's worried about is the economy, and it's still just collapsing.
It's tanking.
Yeah.
It's absolutely tanking. And let's just go ahead and address this right now. The economy is not fucking Wall Street.
No.
Whatever happens on Wall Street is just billionaires getting richer.
Right.
That's it. That's all that means.
Stealing money.
Rich people are getting richer. That does not directly stimulate the economy. We have obviously seen that. All you need to do is look at the numbers. The 99% of us, the poorest, have less than the top 1%. Mm-hmm. That has been the case for a long time now. Do you remember those the Occupy Wall Street movement of the sit-in and shit?
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking 2012.
Yeah.
That was 2012. That was 8 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
And we're still talking about this shit because nothing has been done.
Yeah, nothing.
In fact, it's only
better.
Been made worse because Trump has put in a bunch of tax laws that just tax breaks that fucking enable these giant conglomerates to continue to make way more money than they ever need and have to pay even less tax than fucking your working class person.
Right.
Just like one person. Look at what Donald Trump, his tax returns apparently were leaked, and for the last, what was it, out of 16 and 17, he paid $750 in taxes. That's Donald Trump who did that. And then let's just talk about Amazon. They paid absolutely zero in taxes for like the last 2 years.
The biggest company on earth.
They're not paying anything in taxes. And this is all made possible because of shit that Donald Trump is doing. Now let's not beat around the bush. Joe Biden is not going to help very much with that.
No.
He is very much a moderate, and he probably leans a little right on most issues. That's the reality we're looking at.
Right.
But Donald Trump, he's nowhere near where moderate is.
No.
He's so far away.
Yeah, he's dead set in his mind. He's on tracks, just beelining towards his goal of, I don't even know what.
Fascism.
Yeah.
Totalitarianism.
Right.
That's what he wants.
That's why he's saying he's not going to accept the results of the election.
He wants to be a dictator.
Uh-huh.
He would absolutely love to pass on his power to Ivanka when this is over.
Right.
When his run's over and he's a little too old or whatever, he wants to fucking Kim Jong-il that shit right to Kim Jong-Ivanka.
Yeah, he wants the Trumps to be the most powerful people.
That's what he wants. That's all he's wanted out of this whole thing.
Because people are actively supporting him for it.
I promise you, he didn't want to be president when he first ran. When he first
started
running,
it
was a publicity thing to see if he couldn't get his name even bigger with possibly more money. Because it immediately had an effect, you know, with foreign diplomats coming to the fucking Trump hotels and shit and all that stuff. Like, that had immediate dividends for him. And that's what he was expecting.
Strategy.
It was just, it was all just a business strategy, and he was going to get out there and he was going to do his thing and improve his brand, because all of his super faithful would still go to his YouTube channel and watch all of his bullshit YouTube fucking videos that he would put out there. And they ate that shit up, and that's what he wanted to do, was just basically get a bigger following, just get more money, and this allowed for that. And instead he ended up winning.
Yeah.
And he definitely didn't want to. But then when he realized that he was now the most powerful man on the planet, and he could now hide away all of the fucking crimes that he's already committed and continue to do crimes pretty much unimpeded, because he is the most powerful person on the planet.
Keep people that he's done business with out of jail and
keep making them rich.
Yeah.
And he
fire people that are getting in his way.
He's at a point now where he cannot give up that power, because there is a real chance. I don't believe Biden's gonna do anything about it, but there is a real chance that the government could come after him as soon as he is out of office.
Yeah.
There's a legitimate chance, there's tons of evidence. During the impeachment trials, Bob Mueller refused to go into very many specifics. There's a lot of redacted shit in there. And that, obviously, that entire trial was a fucking farce from the get-go. Everyone knew a Republican Senate was never going to go through with that impeachment. They were just never going to follow through and remove him from office, no matter what evidence was out there. But Bob Mueller himself did say that what needed to happen was a new regime come in, more or less, and dig into it more and expose the shit that's been covered up in that report, because he had said that there were things that were happening that were definitely illegal, and he wasn't allowed to go into it. And that was it. And it was all fucked. And this guy, Trump, should be in prison right now, but he's still technically the president.
I wouldn't be surprised if some, pedophilia charges start coming out.
Honestly, like, where the fuck was Biden on that?
Yeah.
Like, why are you not throwing out the fact that Trump is on...
As soon as he starts saying something about your son, that's when you just go gung-ho.
Yeah, hey!
Big gun.
Why are you on the Epstein report? Why are you all over his black book?
There's plenty to look at with Biden on that, too. Just in behavior. That
right.
Seen, you know.
The only thing that he could turn around and point out, you've been kissing on little girls, you were accused of rape, absolutely, that should be exposed. And that's why it didn't happen. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And the fact that it didn't happen, and the fact that it should have happened...
The fact that both these men are running for president, and
right, they both have credible
avoid
rape allegations. Yeah. And definitely a lot more attached to them.
That's so terrifying.
It's vile. It's fucking vile.
These are the people that are about to...
Well, that's why it should have been just about any other candidate. The only other candidate that would have been worse was Bloomberg. I mean, any other candidate.
Yeah.
And he or she could have come out there and fucking flambéed Trump's ass on stage about the Epstein shit.
Yeah.
They could have went right after him, and it would have been insane. Yeah. Like, there's no coming back from that, Donald. We have the pictures. We have video of you with him.
You're gone.
You are all over his books. We know your daughter's on the books.
Yeah.
You are part of this. Why are you trying to hide from it when it's there and nothing's being done about it? God damn.
God, I wish we had Bernie.
Fucking A.
Where's Bernie?
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Bernie would have washed the fucking floor with that piece of shit.
Yeah, or Yang.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We need somebody, America. We need somebody.
We need a giant, sweeping change. We don't need somebody.
Yeah.
We need many.
Right, bodies. Yeah. Like, we don't need a president at all anymore.
Yeah.
The whole system just needs a reboot.
Donald Trump has proven unequivocally that the president has too much power.
Yes.
Just keep in mind. Just keep one thing
He's
in
looking
mind.
Into possibilities of running for a third term.
Just keep one thing in mind right now. Donald Trump has control of our nuclear arsenal.
Yes.
He does.
This tiny-handed orange idiot.
He's the only one in control of that. Nobody can tell him he can't launch a nuke. There is absolutely no checks and balances for it. I mean that literally. Nobody on this planet.
Not to. Sir,
they can
we
suggest
advise
it.
Against. He can just say no. I'm
Secretary
doing.
Of Defense can suggest Boom. No. Generals can suggest no. Sure, all of them can throw it out there. Hey, man, you probably shouldn't do this. And he can tell them all to go fuck themselves because he has final
he
say.
He probably
on that.
Just sits there and rubs his tiny excuse of a penis all over that fucking football and just creams at the thought of having that power.
Yeah, it's. It's the most terrifying fucking thing is he's in control. We still have concentration camps. Like, that's what they are. There's concentration camps where undocumented immigrants are scooped up. And by the way, we say that in a broad term. Here's the thing. They're not just undocumented immigrants. There are
under investigation looking into their credentials.
It's not even that.
Which are there.
Do you have any idea how many people that were just like vaguely brown they picked up and threw away?
Yeah,
that's. I'm serious. That's the kind of shit they're doing, and now they're doing forced hysterectomies.
Man.
What in the fuck? Yeah. That's a form of genocide.
Exactly.
I haven't seen one of these fucking
future.
Pro-life Trump voters say a fucking word about that.
Yeah, that's the ultimate abortion.
Holy shit, guys. I'm sorry. I'm high, and I'm still fucking like losing it right now. It's this is why it's so frustrating. I know there's a chance some of our family might listen to this. Some of our family who might be Trump supporters, people that we love, who we disagree with greatly.
We hate your idea of politics, but we love you
and
immensely.
I understand not all Trump supporters are racist, but I will say that either you're just like, I don't want to say the word ignorant because I don't mean stupid.
Yeah, we don't want to imply.
I mean, you're turning a blind eye.
You're very smart.
You're turning a blind eye to what is very clearly, it just looking throughout examples of it in the past, we're looking at fascism and we're looking at racism on a high level from the President of the United States.
Yeah, you're being led astray by some two-bit con man who's on a warpath to dictatorship.
Yeah, and it's impossible for me to understand how people who I've known for a very long time, in some cases my entire life, who these people are being manipulated in ways that just, it infuriates me. I'm dead serious. When you get done listening to this, we all should, and I know none of us will because it's a great way to connect with people. Every person on earth should simultaneously opt out on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Just
like,
get rid of it.
I'm too big of a cow to do it because I like to be able to connect with people and whatever, and that's one of the few ways I have.
I don't have an actual phone right now.
Right.
So it's rough. Whoever.
But. It's rough because in order to participate in society, it's almost required anymore.
If that's the only thing you need Facebook for, then that's the only thing you should
use.
It's
the only thing I really share.
I
share this podcast on Facebook.
Right, because we know people will look at it.
Hopefully. But. Hoping that someone's going to see this thing.
Yeah.
So it can be a useful tool, but it is also something
deadly.
It's crippling society. It's crippling
social media,
especially
American
society. But Facebook's, yeah, definitely
the worst offender,
definitely it is, and Facebook is definitely the worst. It's they've allowed so many just unchecked groups of vitriolic hate to thrive under this, and they have not checked that at all.
It's just a hotbed. It's a breeding ground for, you know, just the worst kinds of people to spew their hate
and not only
grow
that,
their numbers.
Bots.
We
have bots from foreign countries.
It's manipulation by foreign countries to turn our people against our people.
Right. It's crazy. We have Russia interfering, we have China interfering, hell, who knows what other countries are interfering just on a day-to-day basis, and it doesn't help at all that there's an entire political party that's currently in a lot of power that is completely fine with those governments interfering because they know it helps them.
Yeah.
And to be fair, when those bots release shit, they release things from both the right and the left to stoke more and more furor and anger. But repeatedly, we have seen Democrats at the highest level condemn this and say they want to stop it. Have they really done anything about it? No. But at least they're condemning it.
Right.
And the Republicans have yet to do that. And speaking of, the very least you can do when it comes to condemning something, Donald Trump still, tonight, was given the opportunity to condemn white supremacists.
And he just won't say.
He will not
screw
say
those people.
He just refuses to do that because, and it's going to really sting.
That's his voting pool.
That is a large percentage of his base.
Yeah.
That is a large percentage of his base.
Right.
The people, the most hateful, racist, white supremacist, far-right groups love Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. They absolutely do.
He
has
man.
Gotten support from the KKK. He has gotten support from the new Nazi party. He has gotten support from all of these, what do they call them now? The far right, whatever the fucks. Everyone who's far right. All of the more extreme far right examples that we have.
And there's a lot of. I'm still not sure who Antifa is. Is that what you're talking about?
Antifa is allegedly a left-wing organization.
Right, yeah, I thought so.
But here's the thing about
Antifa.
They're
radical, though.
Nope.
No.
They're not a they. It's not an organization. It's
like a thought.
It's more or less what it is. It's an ideal.
Right.
It's an ideology. Yeah, it stands for anti-fascism.
Anti-fascism,
so there's varying degrees of it.
Yeah.
There, and I'm not saying that there aren't shitty far left douchebags that are doing bad things. I'm not saying.
I saw some punk rock video, an Antifa theme song or whatever.
Right.
It's like obviously those kind of people would be like the worst representatives of that thought.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like. It's like basing all Trump supporters off of the neo-Nazis. I don't do that because I know enough Trump supporters to know that they're not all fucking neo-Nazis, obviously.
I mean, I know black Trump supporters.
Right, somehow.
Mexican Trump supporters.
Which is just even crazier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts to me. Antifa is a far-left... It's not even all that far left, honestly. It ranges all the way to the far left.
And if you're a good person,
you're anti-fascism,
right?
But you know, that's not to say that there haven't been anarchists that call themselves Antifa that have done fucked up, crazy shit. Sure, that's happened,
right?
But
and those are probably members of the right trying to.
Well, has been that. We've seen police officers dressed up like. Protesters and rioters and smashing windows.
Yeah, the rioters
setting fires. We've seen that.
The George Floyd
incident. There's video evidence that shows that shit. And you know, I mean, it's out there. That's legitimate. There's no denying it. My main point is that legitimate far right white nationalist groups have repeatedly shown their support for Donald Trump. Yeah. And Donald Trump will not condemn them. Like he came out and he almost tried to say it. He said he talked about the Proud Boys and told them to stand down, which was like, okay, that's like the dumbest thing. That's not condemning them. That's just saying, hey guys, can you chill? I like you, but can you chill?
Right. Tone it down just a bit.
It's far right fascist groups like the Proud Boys going around and beating the shit out of people and carrying weapons. It's like that fucking asshole, that kid from in Kenosha, when he brought the assault rifle and he shot like two fucking protesters.
Right.
Whatever the circumstances surrounding it, he killed two people.
Yeah.
He killed two fucking people. Yep. He went there. Murder. He was not Kenosha. He was from, I think, Chicago or close to it. And drove all the way there, whatever, with that weapon, which he was not allowed to do.
Intended on killing somebody.
He went with that weapon to defend
as many
land that was not his, stores that were not his, property. He went to defend property, not people. He didn't give a fuck about the people.
He just wanted in and wanted an excuse to open fire.
And he got one, and he took it, and he murdered two people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as far as I'm concerned... Oh, and...
Terrible.
Not only that, as he's walking away, the cops let him go.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah. God damn it. God fucking damn it.
How is that possible?
The whole fucking thing is just fucked.
Like, he wasn't standing his ground.
No.
Come on.
Like, it wasn't his ground to stand on either.
Yeah.
Like, let's just go ahead and put that out there. It wasn't his. It wasn't his fucking thing.
No.
He didn't need to go there and bring a gun. Like, as soon as you bring a gun, guess what? Like, you're just, we know what you want to do.
Right. Your intent is no.
Like if you own that store and you feel like you need to defend your store with a gun, you know, that's one thing.
That's, you're right.
If you're a fucking teenager,
you shouldn't just be looking for an excuse to kill somebody.
Yeah. We're talking about dead people now. We're talking about people being murdered. We live in a time of great chaos in this country. It's what it is. we're kind of in our own little bubble here in Redbud and the surrounding Southern Illinois.
Yeah, we're protected here in the Midwest.
Right. We don't deal with too much of that, although it's worth remembering that not too long ago, over in fucking Ferguson, Missouri, not that far away, they were dealing with the same kind of shit.
Some people here were so worried that it was going to spill over.
Oh, my God.
Black people were just going to start coming into the small towns and murdering white folks.
It was the same shit with Antifa earlier this year.
Yeah.
They were talking about, Antifa. We know, because from Antifa's official website, they said that they're coming for our farms and they're going to fuck us up and all that. No, it was never any of that. The only websites that were doing that were fucking fake. There's no Antifa. It's just people that sometimes call themselves Antifa. Mm-hmm. It's fucking ridiculous. The FBI, the head of the FBI, who was appointed by Trump, said, it's not an organization.
Right.
There it is. So,
All it is, you know, these Trump supporters will see, like, protesters, and they call them Antifa.
Oh, my God. So, the debate was an absolute fucking shit show.
Yeah. It was a pissing contest.
And we've gotten into a lot of other things. Mostly just, we've been rambling. And, you know, you'll have to indulge us. But that's kind of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
The main
point... We don't have anything
planned.
Right. Oh, hell no. We just start talking.
We're just reacting to what we just heard.
Yeah.
And I already shat all over Joe Biden. And I just...
We needed to make it known that we're not Trump supporters.
No, not
we
even.
We couldn't live with ourselves if anyone
slightest.
Thought that.
Like, anyone who knows me personally would know that. But right. I just wanted to
the
make sure.
The off chance somebody that doesn't know you listens to this.
I have been really trying to avoid this kind of topic for the most part. But we're like a month and a half away from the fucking election.
Right.
At this point, it's going to become the biggest story in the world.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely in this country and probably in the world. This is top.
People everywhere will follow it.
You know, just keep in mind, we're already allowing this man, Donald Trump, to appoint yet another Supreme Court justice. After he's appointed something like 280 federal judges in the lower courts... He's literally shaping what this country could look like right now. If he gets another four years,
enforcing
who
his
the
agenda
fuck knows?
By putting his military together in the form of law officials.
If he has his way and there is a complete, a majority conservative Supreme Court and a majority Senate, and he's, you know, let's face it, I know they have the House, the Democrats do, but there's still a chance they could lose that.
Oh, yeah.
And if they take the House, now you're looking at a situation where he has full power, and the GOP has already shown they are not going to check him at any time. So he could start pushing through laws that essentially name him king for life. And at that point, there would be nothing we can do about it. We can rise up, go in the streets and all that. But you keep in mind, they're the ones with the fucking drone missiles.
Yeah.
I don't care
and
what
he
kind
still
of...
still has that football that he fucks to sleep.
I don't care what kind of assault rifles you have, your fucking 100-round drums, any of that.
They got tanks, Apache
helicopters.
We got
nothing
machine
compared
guns.
To this. They have chemical warfare they can drop on us. They already do that. And every time you see a peaceful protest, and I'm talking about peaceful protests that are happening out in Portland, in Los Angeles, everywhere.
You see police in riot gear.
You see them dressed up like they're ready to invade
tear
Poland.
Tear gas cannons.
And they're shooting us with fucking tear gas canisters, which, by international law, is a war crime.
Yeah.
You're gassing your own people.
Right.
And they're just like, oh, well,
tear gas is an extremely unstable chemical.
And it can
catch
fire.
It's highly flammable.
It's just fucking awful.
What happened in Waco.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's happened several incidents, but yeah, I digress.
He has already sent federal police to Portland and to other cities that were having
just disappearing people
protests, and she
had disappearing
to grabbing motherfuckers and putting them in a van and driving
black
away,
bagging them
without identifying themselves, without even saying like why they were arrested. Some of these people weren't like, you have to understand. Yeah, this was not. They weren't doing this to the rioters. They were just doing this to people that were peacefully protesting in the streets, holding signs and chanting.
Reporters and shit.
Yeah, fuck, they're beating the hell out of people in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what's happening in this country.
They weren't even, like, dressed in any identifying clothing or anything.
And let's not mince words here, okay? I know that that shit happened under Obama and Biden. I'm very fucking aware. It happened all the time. One of my biggest gripes with Obama forever and always will be the way he handled the Standing Rock protests whenever the Native Americans living in that area.
Pipeline.
Yeah, the Keystone Pipeline. Yeah. They were protesting. They said, no, keep your fucking oil out of our shit. It's going to get in our water and it's probably going to fucking kill us. And they protested. And what happened? Fucking cops with riot gear and fucking fire hoses and fucking tear gas. They showed up and they said, we don't give a fuck that you're protesting, because we're gonna serve the fucking corporation that's gonna give us oil here. We don't give a fuck what you do. And you know what Obama did about it? Fucking nothing. He didn't do a goddamn thing. So don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that Donald Trump invented this. Right. I'm saying that this is what Donald Trump has at his disposal, and he has already taken it way further.
Our loyalty than doesn't Obama lie ever with did. Any one person.
Imagine this. Imagine for
lies in the American people, the people in general.
Imagine this for a moment. Let's say that those same Occupy Wall Street movements were happening right now. You're telling me that Donald Trump wouldn't use these giant fucking thugs in their fucking riot gear and their tear gas and their fucking fire hoses? He wouldn't send them there to disperse that shit immediately? Oh. And there are a whole section of people that are like, that's awesome. That's great. Like, you can sit there and suck Wall Street's dick.
Reminds me of taking out the hippies back in the 60s.
You can sit there and suck Wall Street's dick all you want. Guess what? They're never going to reciprocate. Yeah. They are a selfish lover. Oh, and they're just going to take all of your holes, and there's fucking nothing that you can offer them.
Any bit of something they can get off of you, they're going to.
That's it. Well, I think we've pretty much...
Yeah, we've covered a lot.
We've talked about a lot. We've just vented and ranted, and it's just... It's not very, cohesive and well thought out, and I do apologize
for
that.
But if you hear it, it should make you angry.
Honestly, there's a reason I'm doing this. There's a reason I'm talking like this. There's a reason you're talking like this. We're fucking pissed.
Yeah.
We're done with it. This is ridiculous. I'm fucking over it. I tell you one thing. I definitely cannot wait till this election is over, but I am terrified for this country.
Yeah, hopefully Biden wins and basically Kamala just takes over. Best case scenario.
Well, my whole thing is hopefully the election goes off. You know what? My best case scenario is they both die. COVID, and they're just old, so one of those could die.
I didn't want to say those words on something that we're publishing anything about presidents or, you know, vice presidents.
No, I'm just saying that they're really old, and it'd be like, I'd be completely okay with it if they just, you know, if it was their time,
right?
You know, because that'd be fine. Then it could be Pence versus Kamala Harris.
Passed away and peacefully.
Pence sucks too. Pence is just god awful, there's no doubt, but at least he's not out there like giving an attaboy to fucking white supremacists.
Yeah.
Hey, not to say that he is any better, but at least he's not publicly doing that shit.
Yeah. There's the less of, you know, many evils that we're looking for.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kamala Harris sucks too. Just, they all suck in some way, shape, or form, except for AOC. She's the best. But yeah, that'll have to do it for tonight. It's getting late, and we've hit some points, but mostly we've just completely gone all over the place.
We do have lives. It doesn't seem like it.
No, not really.
We have very, very like small, insignificant lives. But we do have lives. Yeah. Things to do.
So we'll cut it off here.
Hopefully you listened, and hopefully you understand where we're coming from, and hopefully you just agree with us and we say fuck Donald Trump and fuck Joe Biden and fuck the American government.
Yeah, fuck it all, but also, you know, maybe vote Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah, vote Joe Biden, but fuck him too.
Yeah,
fuck racism.
Yeah, fuck it all. Anyway,
fuck the police.
That's gonna be that. Like he said, thanks for listening. For those of you who actually stuck through it, I don't know how you did it, but
yeah, congrats.
Thank you. You're our heroes. And
very patient.
Again, if you ever want to fucking add to the conversation, you could always post on our Facebook page.
Hit me up on Twitter, preferably Twitter anyway, at Easter Jace.
You can reach us at Gmail at awardwinningpodcast@gmail.com. Whatever you want to do, if you want to talk to us about fantasy football, I'm completely down for that.
Yeah,
I'm always down to talk about that.
Let's talk about the happier stuff.
Yeah, that's way nicer than any of the bullshit we just talked about. But if you do want to continue the conversation about this, I'm also always down.
I do not want to argue, though.
Yeah, I'm not looking to argue.
Let's
but if
just
you want
talk
to argue,
about a like-minded conversation about how pissed off we are about the whole situation in general. Don't come at me and tell me how much you support Donald Trump and try to bring up the facts and everything with me, because I really don't know the facts. I just know that everybody sucks.
If you want
to
argue with me, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
You're much better at that kind of thing than I am.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'll stand by and I'll, like, cheer you on. Like, I
anyway, thanks for listening. Good night.
Good night.